Hallelujah. When you're at your lowest, when you don't know which way to turn, when you don't know what to do, if you'll just turn to Jesus. Hallelujah. He is great and greatly to be praised. No matter what you go through, no matter what you face, if you'll just turn to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? Isn't it good to have a wonderful worship? What a wonderful worship service we are experiencing here this morning. Hallelujah. Now comes the time that I get to give a little bit of meat. Thank you to all of the singers, musicians. Don't go far because I won't be long. Hallelujah. I want to talk just briefly. Had no idea how this service would be or Sunday school. But I want to talk about barriers meant to be broken. Barriers meant to be broken. There are some barriers that I don't want to break. There are some things in my life that I want a solid wall there. If I'm going down the freeway over the 210 bridge, I want that middle barrier there. I can tell you every day about 4:30 to about 3:30 to 4 o'clock, there is a little lady in a little SUV. She has on her flashers, and she is going 30 miles an hour in the right-hand lane. And she's sitting up. She's not an old lady. She's like in her 40s, maybe 50s. She's sitting up like this, and her eyes are about that big around. And she has got miles of traffic behind her. And every time I get to her, I'm like, thank you, Lord. I made it past her. But I'm glad there's some barriers to keep you on the roadway, to keep you. So there are some barriers that are meant to be established in your life. And there are some things in the Word of God and some barriers that we have to adhere to and live by and do. But this morning, I want to talk about the barriers that are meant to be broken. Hallelujah. Let's go to John quickly, verse 5. Chapter 5, starting with verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we come to you today. We ask for your blessing, your anointing, that your word would pierce our hearts and our minds. Let us be receptive to your word this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for this worship service. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. We live in some of the greatest days the world has ever known. Modern conveniences, air condition, gourmet food, good food, houses that are sealed. We live in a wonderful age and time of the world. No longer is the industrial age the forefront, but now is the time of the information age. I am marveled that in my pocket I hold a literal computer with a wealth of knowledge, and I can see what is going on all around the world in just a few little clicks and just a few moments. I can see exactly what is happening across the world. Just like that, the information age. Greater accomplishments, recognized achievements, new challenges are the quest for today's visionaries. We live in a time where men are consumed with breaking the records that their predecessors once achieved. And humanity is looking to do things faster and quicker and greater and higher in mass and beyond what we now consider the norm or the average or the everyday. When the Wright brothers broke the barrier of gravity, it changed the face of the world. Chuck Yeager took flight further and faster and broke the sound barrier. To run a 5-minute mile was once at time the norm for a man, and it was doable and possible. But then a man by the name of Glenn Cunningham was born, and not only overcame the barrier of being crippled as a child, he staggers the track and field world by breaking the mile barrier in less than 4 minutes. I wonder, has anybody ever run a mile in under 4 minutes here today? No, I ain't one of those either. When I was in high school, they said you had to run a mile in under 7 minutes to make the team. And I trained just hard enough to make it under 7 minutes. Like, they killed me. This size body ain't made to run a mile in under 7 minutes. It's tough. But I did it. It's possible. But this man, he came and he was born, and he ran it under four. He broke that 4 minute mark mile. What an amazing feat. But while Chuck and Orville and Wilbur and Glenn have all passed the scene of life, there is one barrier breaker who lives on and who is still breaking barriers today. His name is Jesus Christ. And no matter, woo, hallelujah, no matter what you're facing, no matter what, you might as well get with me quick because I'm going to be short and sweet this morning. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstances state on the outside around you and the situation that you're looking at, God can step in and break that barrier and shatter all those problems and get them out of your way where you can just walk into victory. You can walk into comfort. You can walk into grace and giving and love and joy and peace forevermore. Why? Because Jesus Christ can break the barriers around you that hold you back. Because of Jesus, there is no limit to our possibilities. Look at your neighbor and say, you can do it. You can do it. The Bible tells us, for with God, all things are possible. Possible. And it also says that greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. What are you facing? What are you going through? What are you up against? I'm here to tell you short and sweet this morning, God can step in on your behalf. There are barriers that are meant to be broken. He who was dead, hallelujah, he who was crucified is alive forevermore, and he now has the keys not only of death and of hell, but of all those that all the keys that unlock the gates to every barrier that was made to be broken. Barriers meant to be broken. Next time you face a situation, just tell the devil, hey devil, that barrier is meant to be broken because Jesus Christ paid the price, and I have a right to get in right relationship with him, and I can be an overcomer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look at the possibilities through the power and provisions of God. Oh, what a difference. What a difference when you get things in proper perspective. When you get things in proper focus. Like, focus on me and not Brother Charlie right now. Proper perspective, right? Or when you're deer hunting and you see something you think is out there running, and it's just in the tweaking of the morning, and it's the biggest buck you've ever dreamed about in your mind, and your imagination's going on. And man, it's out there. And I can't count all the horns, but it's there. And you get your binoculars out and you put it on it, and it's a rabbit. It's too dark to tell what it is. But you just saw some movement, and your mind thought, well, it was just a rabbit. Or you think there's a big boogeyman out there, and every little sound you hear is like, where's my gun? You got to get things in proper perspective. And with God, you can see things differently. With God, when you look at the possibilities and the power and provisions through God's point of view, through the Word of God. When you begin to apply the Word of God to that obstacle or that situation or that barrier that's in your way, you can begin to realize, hey, this is possible. I'm going to come out better than when I come in this thing because God is stepping up and breaking barriers that are meant to be broken. Yes, He is. Our vision begins to expand and dreams are captured and we are able to reach out and to touch the limits of our being to break the barriers before us. Paul said it this way, "For I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." Hallelujah. Jesus can break those barriers, sir. Ma'am, Jesus can break those barriers. By definition, a barrier is something that divides, that separates and comes in between you. Maybe it's a word. Maybe it's a conversation. Maybe it's something to do with your relationship. Maybe it's something physical. It can be anything you can make into a barrier to imprison yourself, but God can break those prisons and those chains and those things in your life. Maybe it's a barrier of dispensation. The wrong time, the right time, the time, whatever it is. The Syrophoenician woman was pleading for her daughter's pitiful condition. Jesus ignores her, and then he clarified his mission was only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then he appeals to the practicality, for it is not meet to give the children's bread unto the dogs. He left the door open to her in this interaction. And the barrier is almost broken now. And then her faith steps up. She's not of the house. She's not to be receiving of this. And her faith steps up and through the barrier and turns the table on rejection and says, "True, Lord. Yeah, you're right. I understand that. But even the dogs get the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, you are worthy. You can make it. You can live for God. You can break the barrier. You haven't done too much wrong. You can get right with Jesus Christ. Maybe it's a barrier of fellowship or of wrong relationship. The Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. She had come to draw water that she would thirst again for. Rejected by the Jews and her own kindred for what she was, she came alone. She was a woman, a Samaritan that did not associate or interact or commingle well with other people. She was an outcast among outcasts. The relationships that she thought would be her happiness had displeased and dissipated and hurt her. And with the changing winds of time, 5 times married, 5 times broken. Now shacking up with a man to whom no vow was given. But the possibility she felt, why should I? He's just going to leave me like the others. No, thank you. Commitment's not for me. I can't do that. And it was a barrier in her life. But Jesus breaks that barrier. The water that I give you, he tells her, will cause you to never thirst again. Can I tell you somebody this morning? There is a relationship waiting for you that you'll never thirst again. Get in right relationship with God. Drink of that living water. Let the baptism of the Holy Ghost come over you. Begin to live in spirit and in truth. And watch God begin to break the barriers around you. Maybe it's a barrier of sin, the wrong condition, the wrong attitude. Maybe it's a condition of sin. Mary, a prostitute, possibly Simon's near kin. She washes the feet of Jesus with repentant tears and breaks the treasure box of oil and lets the fragrance of her adoration fill the room. And Jesus can no longer stand it. He is moved by her brokenness and the blindness of the crowd's criticism. And he says to her, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." Maybe it's a barrier of sickness and you've been sick and you've been going through something physically and you've built up in your mind and it's more in your mind now than it is actually in your body. And the man that was born blind, and who did sin, this man or his parents? Neither, but that the works of God might be made manifest. I'm here to tell somebody in harvest time, worship center, we've got to break some barriers. We've got to break some barriers. barriers. We've got to reach out more. We've got to preach it more. We've got to live it more. We've got to love it more. We've got to share it with people around us more. Don't let the barrier of intimidation or maybe you're not an outgoing person, but just get past that barrier and say, hey, come with me. Come to the house of God and receive the word of God. You'll never hear it like you hear it here. You'll never feel it like you feel it here. I promise you. We've got to break some barriers. Jesus said in John, musicians, you can come up. Y'all thought I was lying. I said I was going to be short. Jesus said in John 14, verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, for the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Break the barrier of intimidation. Break the barrier of self. Break the barrier of flesh. Break the barrier of complacency. Break the barrier of status quo. We've got to break the barrier of just the mundane. Well, we had a good service. No, I'm coming this service to give my best, to give my all. And you know what? Tuesday night, I'm coming to try to give better. And next Sunday, I'm trying to come and give even more. Why? Because you've got to give to receive. You got to put something in to get something out. We've got to get beyond what we think he can do. We limit God. We've got to believe he can do anything. Anything whatsoever he is able to do above what I think or ask. What are you facing? What are you dealing? What are you going through? What's the situation that you thought would never change? The chains that you thought would never break, that's had you bound for years? It's time to break those barriers. It's time to get past that stuff. Some of it, you'll never change. Just let it go. Forget it. It's in the past. We've got to live today. Not tomorrow, not yesterday. Today. Today is the day of salvation. Today, I've got to have a right relationship with God. And I've got to prepare today for my tomorrow to be better than today. Barriers meant to be broken. Barriers meant to be broken. I wonder if you'd stand to your feet all over the building. In this very room right now, there are issues and situations represented. People are going through stuff that you might not be aware of. Maybe you're going through stuff that nobody's aware of. I've simply come to tell you, Jesus can break those barriers for you. Jesus can get you through. He can wrap you in his arms and hold you and love you and care for you and protect you and provide for you. But you got to turn to him and say, Jesus, here I am. God, I've messed up. I've done stuff. I've allowed things to get in my way. I've allowed things to hold me back from moving forward. Break those barriers. Break those chains that are restricting me. I want to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. I want to worship him in spirit and in truth. I don't want to face the outside without having him on the inside. I don't want to deal with the issues in my life, in the world, and not have Christ at the center of my world. Living for God shouldn't just be a once a week experience and it comes around on Sunday and Tuesday. Living for God should be an everyday occasion. So I encourage you this morning. I encourage you right where you are to lift your hands and just say, God, here I am. God, the circumstances I've been through, the barriers, the things in life, maybe I've fallen, maybe I've gotten through them, but take the scar, heal the scars, heal the pain, heal the hurt, heal the disappointment, God. Break the barriers, break the chains, break the things in my life that would hold me back. Right now, God, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I repent. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Why don't you grab your hand of your neighbor right now? Pray for your brother and your sister. Lord Jesus, touch them right now. Touch them, Lord.
That is all our soul.